92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So the Olympic Games that were supposed to happen this year in Tokyo, Japan, are scheduled to happen next summer in 2021. Yeah, we'll see if that actually happens. But planning for the 2024 Games in Paris is already underway, and it shifted in a new direction recently. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, wants to attract a younger audience, so they're adding things like breakdancing and skateboarding to the event roster. Also recently added that were supposed to debut this year are rock climbing and surfing. All of these ideas were test run in 2018 at the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they did some research and said that they were very successful in drawing younger people to watch the broadcasts and get excited about the Olympics, which is great. Although, when I first read about this, I kind of thought, breakdancing? Did we just get sucked through the time vortex and land back in the middle 80s? Not that being back there would be a bad thing. I mean, it's one of my happy places, but breakdancing as an Olympic event? I'm just not sure. Apparently, a study was done in 2019 that found well over 1 million people still participate in breakdancing. You just don't see it on the street very much, I guess. But to me, it's more of an artistic expression and not really an Olympic-grade competition event. You know what I mean? Maybe there's some new twist on it that I haven't figured out yet, but breakdancing at the Olympics. I just don't get that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.